In 1962, I put my home state of South Dakota in a rear-view mirror and drove away. I was uncertain of my final destination, but determined to get well beyond the slow rhythms of life in the small towns and rural culture of the Great Plains. I thought that the influences of the people, the land, and the time during my first 22 years of life were part of the past. But gradually I came to know how much they meant to my future. And so I have returned often as part of a long pilgrimage of renewal. When I do return, my wardrobe and home address are New York, my job is high profile, and my bank account is secure. But when I enter a South Dakota cafe or stop for gas, I am just someone who grew up around here, left a while back, and never really answers when he's asked, "When are you going to move back home?" I am caught in that place all too familiar to small-town natives who have moved on to a rewarding life in larger arenas. I don't want to move back, but in a way, I never want to leave. I am nourished by every visit. On those trips back to the Great Plains, I always try to imagine the land before it was touched by rails and plows, fences and roads. I can still drive off the pavement of South Dakota highways, find a slight elevation in the prairie flatness, and look to a distant horizon, across untilled grassland, and with no barbed wire or telephone poles or dwellings to break the plane of earth and sky. It is at once majestic and intimidating. More than a century after the first white settlers began to arrive, the old Dakota Territory remains a place where nature rules. On a still hot late summer day, after a wet spring in the northern plains of South Dakota, the rich golden fields of wheat and barley, the deep green landscapes of corn and alfalfa surrounding the neat white farmhouses framed by red barns and rows of sheltering trees, give a glow of goodness and prosperity. It is hard to remember this was once a place of despair, brought on by a cruel combination of nature and economic forces at their most terrifying. This was a bleak and hostile land in the dirty 30s.